We're doing Avat Chesed, and we're learning the laws of the obligation to return collateral. The Chafetz Chaim writes, we're in Chelek Aleph Perek Chet Halacha Hey. The first section, the 8th chapter, the 5th Halacha. Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, Dedina Shavat Avot Noheg, Afilu Kshemishken Na'arev, that the responsibility to return collateral is even when you took the collateral from a cosigner. Avul schirato, or you took the collateral for rent, not only for a loan, oschal b'emto v'dirato, or collateral for renting out one's animal or one's apartment. Af delav delot avol b'to lo kai al arev chayitzev hazeh, even though the prohibition that says don't walk into his home to take collateral is only a reference to someone who took a loan, as we discussed in the previous chapter, the Torah says when someone took a loan, respect his autonomy, don't walk into his house and demand collateral. That's a reference specifically for a loan. If someone was just a co-signer, then you could go into his home and say, hey, give me collateral. That's a different story.
So master of my house, he took 6,000 checks for 3,000 in college.
So we said that that's really a security deposit. You could say it's collateral, but it's not really exactly the same thing. But we also said that the provision is only after the loan. But at the time of the deal, you can make any stipulations you want. At the time of the deal, you want the loan, this is the deal. We're not talking about ribbis here. We're talking within the laws of collateral. Within the laws of collateral, at the time of the loan, he could demand what he wants. You don't want it, don't take the apartment. These are laws. If afterwards you're worried he's not going to pay you, so then the Torah says, wait a second. You had certain conditions to the deal. Now you want to ensure that he'll pay you, so then you have to respect his autonomy. Then we have prohibitions. Don't walk into his house, take the collateral. So now the Chafetz Chaim says, but if you did take collateral, the Torah says, give it back to him when he needs it. If you took collateral that he needs, you took his bed, give it back to him at night. You took his suit, give it back to him by day. So that, some say, is only relevant to the person who actually took the loan. But if you took the collateral from a cosigner, or you took the collateral not for a loan, but because you rented out the apartment or rented out an animal, then there are those that say that the prohibition does apply. There are those that say it does not apply. That the responsibility to give back the collateral. Mikol makom aseda shavat avot noeg gam behem. At any rate, the mitzvah of giving back collateral applies to them as well. When you give back, you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah. Ve'yeshmuim digam endin shavat avot noeg bam. But there are those that say that the responsibility of returning the avot does not apply to them. It's a machloket. Does it apply or not? Does it only apply to a person who took a loan? Or does it also apply to a cosigner or for rent?